Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM. This is the People in Perspective show, and thank you for joining us. And every week, as you know, we have the only HR-focused or people in business-focused show in the country. So you are in good hands, and we are broadcasting from Hi FM's new studios in Glen Hazel. And this week, we are looking at areas governing the rights of people with regard to their information and with also with regard to their time when it comes to working, and how does that impact a person on a sort of wellness basis, the place that we've been in since COVID has been this hybrid working environment. So where people have been sharing a lot of their time with a company, and companies have got varying degrees of control over your time. So, you know, the companies want to try and keep their relationships with people flexible. They want to try and encourage people to come and provide more of their hours on a hybrid basis. So this hybrid, so-called hybrid working model, you spend, say, 3 days of the week at the office, and then the other 2 days you get to spend it at home. Where are we with that model? That's the question I want to know. And, you know, in terms of hybrid working, you know, are we healthy at the moment? Are we still spending too much time with technology and behind the screens, and we've shut off parts of our brains? So I'm going to just talk with our industrial psychologist expert who's come in, Ilana Sir, who is an industrial psychologist. Hello, Ilana.
Hi, Saul.
Thanks for joining us. Ilana, this scenario started a couple of years ago. I mean, I think we were already spending too much time on our phones and too much time behind laptops and things like that. Where do you think we are at the moment with hybrid working and people's wellness?
So, Saul, this is an extremely topical discussion at the moment. So a survey done in January said about 60% of South African companies are still using a hybrid model. Mm. From my experience with my clients, many of them are struggling with the hybrid model where people don't want to come back to work. Mm. Another thing that happened during COVID, people minimized their office space because they didn't know how long COVID was going to go on.
Yeah.
So with reduced office space, you don't really have facilities for your entire staff complement. So what a number of my clients have done is they've kept the hybrid model. Mm. So you come into the office 2 or 3 days a week. When you come in, you don't have a specific desk. Mm. So you sit where there's availability in an open plan office. Mm. And the minute I say that, that would appeal to some people, not to others. A whole lot of you mentioned wellness, which is obviously something very close to home for me. Mm. And during COVID, the remote working, something that we saw was a spike in productivity because people wanted to keep their jobs. They were scared of what would happen, so they worked really hard, long hours, mm. to the point that some European countries actually forbade managers to contact employees after office hours because it became so intense.
That's right.
And now what's happened is a lot of us are very comfortable at home. Mm. So if we pop out and fetch from school or put the laundry in the machine, we're okay with that. Mm. I think something that you've alluded to is the control of the company. So is that okay for the company?
They've got varying degrees, I think, depending on who the brand is and the type of industry it is. You know, they've got different demands on the output and the form that output has. So, and it's also the type of job that you've got. You know, if you're in a sales position, I presume, if you are, selling to people and you sit at you work in the bank or you're a teller at the bank, you're sitting there and you have to face employees. The wellness framework for you in terms of are you spending too much time work is going to be different from somebody who's sitting in the back office. I mean, you know, do people need to have an assessment, depending on the type of work that they're doing?
So I think that I mean, we're speaking now about the specifics of the job. There's also the company culture.
Yeah.
There are company culture of trust, and we're not that concerned about the hours that our employees put in, rather what work gets done, the output, if they reach the key performance indicators, we're fine. What we have seen, knowledge workers who have job autonomy and are self-motivated, they tend to work hard no matter where they are. What you've said, salespeople have to have communication, be it in-face or telephonically, they have to be present. A bank teller obviously has to be present.
Yeah.
Can an accountant sit behind the scenes? Well, when we went through the wave of outsourcing, which happened before COVID, many of us outsourced legal services, accounting services to people who we've never met. Everything's done electronically. So for those people, their income depends on how hard they work. You know, those are the small business owners, and they're going to work hard no matter what the situation.
And to look at things across the board, you know, physiologically, neurologically speaking, you know, if we are, say, doing 2 or 3 days of the week, you know, behind, I mean, we're pretty much behind computer screens and phone screens all the time, you know, at home or, and I think a large part of the problem is that we actually are never switched off. We are always switched on. So neurologically speaking, you know, is it, you know, are we losing the functioning of parts of our brain because we are always switched on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So personality comes into this. Yeah, if you take the classic introvert who starts their day more energized because they don't have to go and see people and they appreciate family bonding and that sort of thing. But if we look particularly the younger population who have opted for going into the office, interestingly enough, because they like the communication, they like the networking, and those are the people who would be on technology all the time.
Yeah.
So very, very interesting that there's a craving for the human interaction. Very interesting. It's the younger population who've complained about headaches and then insomnia, which is a huge issue, being on technology, back and neck pain, all of those things. So there's no doubt it has a neurological impact on all of us. And you cannot switch off. Exactly what you're saying. Part of working from home is I'm quickly going to just finish something because it's sitting on the back of my mind. It's not, I can do it in the morning. I need to do it now.
So the importance of actually seeing, doing things without technology, doing things in person, how do people start to manage that relationship? Because everything is so accessible, you know, your email is right there. So you can check it just before you go to bed, you know, and then it starts affecting your personal life. If you start to get stressed out, you can't have a normal relationship with a partner if you're totally stressed out. You know, it has like, it has implications across your personal life, which is really what I'm trying to get at, is that so in order to keep this, the management, which is where what COVID helped us do was to say, hang on a second, you know, this employee-employer relationship has got to be a little bit more empathic. We've got to start caring about people. That was the big sort of change that happened. You know, what can people do to manage their time, and, you know, with regards to this never-ending saga of information that just keeps raining down on everybody? And, you know, what are some of the steps that we can take?
So the first thing, and I'm going to mention schedules because it was the first issue that arose when in the hybrid model, who should stay home and who should come to work, where certain companies said you have to be there on a Friday, but otherwise pick your days. And the one thing that threw people and their work-life balance and their sense of well-being was not having that structure.
Yeah.
Even those who have unstructured personalities, which some of us do,
yes.
People found that they were very anxious, and that anxiety poured into longer working hours with decreased productivity. So we spent more time looking at our screen, but we weren't working any harder.
Right.
So So shutting down both cognitively, emotionally, and literally shutting down the computer would be the first step to take,
right,
and trying to build some structure into your life. You know, when you say, when I close down, we officially only mean meant to be working a 45-hour week,
right,
which very few of us do. Most of us work more.
Mm.
But when it's shutdown time, it's shutdown time. You know, simple things like when it's family supper, yeah, we don't have cell phones.
Yeah.
You're not allowed your cell phones. Do not check your email before you go to sleep, because there's nothing you're going to do about it until tomorrow anyway. So building those boundaries, you know, the concept of looking after yourself first. A poor man can't help anyone if he doesn't help himself.
Mm.
So looking after yourself, doing what works for you, and coming back to those basic things like exercise and healthy eating, which interestingly enough, also when the hybrid model started, people started going to gym and they were exercising because they had the time.
Yes.
And then that went out the window and we saw huge weight gain, depression, people feeling pressure to be available,
yeah,
when you're sitting at home, you're eating all the time. So bringing in those boundaries as well, as if you're at the office, have the lunch you would have at the office.
So it's I think the idea of being static, you know, you're not moving, you're sort of sitting behind the desk, and because the information is so much readily at your fingertips, you don't have the need. Like what I found is that, you know, it's, and I work in a sort of corporate setting, where the people that I meet with are in corporate, and everybody is still tending to say, let's meet on Teams as opposed to let's meet in person. And I find that as you know, the importance of actually getting up, you know, taking care of your appearance, going, getting into the car, driving a few suburbs is so important to give you that visceral reality that you are doing something. It's just gets totally lost if you are just sitting as a potato behind the, you know, behind the desk, not moving the entire day.
Yes. No, absolutely. You know, it's a silly thing, but it's been proven that when you dress for work,
yeah,
your productivity increases. Yeah, they've done surveys, factory workers, you put them in a uniform and their productivity increases because there's a sense of pride.
Yeah.
So absolutely, I'm going to work, rather than what we saw a lot of tracksuits and shorts from the waist down, and then work clothes from the waist up, but there's still a sense of I'm fooling the world.
Mm.
So that human interaction is absolutely vital.
Yeah.
It's vital for our mental health. We social beings by nature. So the Teams meetings, yes, if you geographically at a distance, absolutely. But as you say, to get in your car and go and meet someone and sit in their office and get to know them,
right?
That personal interaction, there's no substitute for.
Absolutely, and I think it's more difficult for young people who grew up, you know, people who are from the technological revolution age, you know, people who've only grown up with cell phones and the internet and, you know, and virtual reality. You know, I think it's the challenge for them to actually get their brains, you know, because it's the norm. The point I'm making is that it's the norm to do something on Teams. And then they think, no, that I'm doing something right. You know, generationally speaking, all my friends are just at home, and that's work. That's the worrying situation, is that they actually don't know any different.
Well, there's another worrying situation is yes, because also we're dealing with what you're speaking of is the Gen Z who are likely to take a lot of mental health days, and the whole concept of work-life balance is accentuated.
Mm.
So, and that's a problem in corporate. Different discussion, but that is already a problem.
Mm.
So this does augment it. The other thing is we see a lot of presenteeism. So when you're on Teams or a Zoom, you're sitting there, you're present, but you're actually on your cell phone or you're checking social media in the background because no one can see it. So you're there.
Yeah.
You're present, but you're not actually engaged.
That's
you're not
it.
Part of the conversation. You're just doing FaceTime.
And
that's a problem.
Yeah, it's I think And also in terms of your behavioral schema that you've got to develop, you know, when you develop as a professional. You know, I'm not the expert in terms of behavioral schemas through development as you grow up as a teenager and those types of things, you know. But it seems to me that if you are trying to develop as a professional in the world, our biggest challenge generationally is that people have lost their people skills. They've shut off certain parts of the brain that govern their awareness of what to say, how to act, what to say. You know, those nuances in a conversation where you are out somewhere at an office talking to somebody. I think the issue is that even adults. You know, even since COVID, they may not be aware of it, but you know, those parts of your neurological makeup are still recovering, as far as I can see.
Yes, so certainly, and if you look at, we all said it, the early teens would be the most affected.
Mm.
So potentially the early teens, but certainly all of us, it is the norm. And what you can do electronically is very different to what you can do in person. You might send a WhatsApp that you would never say to someone, and it's okay. So those kinds of boundaries and limitations have completely disappeared.
Yeah.
And how to make conversation with a human being has become very, very difficult,
yes.
Particularly yeah. over generation gaps.
That's it.
So it's a very complex situation, but the hybrid model is still very, very popular. It's very popular. More and more companies are trying to force employees to come in more regularly. And I think the main reason is exactly what you've said, the interpersonal interaction, the networking, building relationships, healthy relationships.
Yeah, because in the business environment, if you have a psychologist, you know, the in-house industrial psychologist, you know, who's looking at the wellness programs and hearing what's going on from their employees, it's incumbent upon them to recognize the interventions that need to be made, the training programs that people need to go on. So, I mean, you know, is it possible to bring this type of training to companies? Is it possible to help in that regard?
Absolutely. Mm. I think that a lot of companies need help. It's a huge transition that we went through. Firstly, going into COVID was such a shock to our systems.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, certainly businesses, haven't considered coming out of COVID. You know, it was now 3-4 years ago. Mm. So it's over, move on. But we don't move on that easily.
Mm.
So a lot of us are still adapting. And I think that a lot of companies would need help, and certainly how to interact as a team, how to collaborate as a team, how to work through structures and routines and be more productive, and then shut off. When you're finished, you're finished. Now go and have a personal life, because that's important.
Yeah. I think, if you have any things that you would like to share with us and you'd like to get in touch with us, it's the studio number 0618951019. That's 0618951019. That's the Chai FM number. What we're talking about is this real issue of people's ability to cope with the change in the amount of technological usage which is just available to us at the moment, and the impact that has on the wellness factor. There's still parts of us that are recovering from 2 or 3 years ago with COVID. It sounds like what Ilana is saying to us is that off time, the off time is so important. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you're if you're a teenager, if you're a Gen Z, if you're a Gen X or a Gen Y, you've got to be able to disengage and switch off. Inanna, thank you so much for joining us, and we are going to leave it there. That's Ilana. So thank you so much for joining us. We've enjoyed the time that you've had on the program. Ilana So is an industrial psychologist, and we were having a very interesting discussion there.